Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Had a great visit with our good friend Mike Menzies, president of Eastern Bank and Trust, which is one of the great independent community banks of America. One of the twin pillars of the U.S. of America. Which one of those pillars is small business, and the other one is Main Street banks, independent community banks. The two entities who basically founded America, the folks out on Main Street, whether they're farmers or merchants, and then the banks that they created, and Mike is a perfect example of that. He and his bank and his community. Mike, thanks again for hanging out with us. EastonBankAndTrust.com, right?
Yes, sir, James. Thanks for your compliments. We take all we can get because the Bible doesn't look upon us with much favor. But I'm happy to get your compliments.
Hey, Mike, what are you seeing out there as you work with small businesses and as a banker? You know, folks turn to you, local small business owners turn to you for capital, for help, for financial products. What are you seeing in your part of the world?
James, our neck of the world has two pieces. It has the eastern shore of Maryland called Delmarva, Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, which is somewhat of a rural agricultural type of an area. And then you have the Washington Beltway, where no sin goes unturned. And all around Washington, the economy is really quite strong. But that economy is the new economy. It's technology and bioscience. Yep. It's not the economy that you and I grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
In our neck of the woods, the old economy, if you will, is still bumping along very, very slowly. The real estate industry in our neck of the woods continues to be slow at best. And the real estate industry on the western shore in the Washington area is very strong. So it's a mixed bag of tricks.
Is that an example of what we're seeing across the economy, a bifurcated economy where you've got new opportunity if you're digital, but you're languishing if you're old school?
Absolutely. I even look at banking, and while our core business model is relationship driven, not transaction driven, which means that we need to be talking to and touching our customer and creating solutions individually, the way we deliver that is changing rapidly, and it'll continue to change. The notion of popping up Starbucks-type branches all over the place for convenience sake just isn't there anymore. There are too many ways for a customer to connect with a bank,
and
be it mobile
and
or
that's,
internet.
And that's
or
good news on one in, from an efficiency standpoint. But it also minimizes the high touch, doesn't it?
I think that you can probably overcome the minimization, if you will, of high touch with really good, effective delivery channels. I think the difficulty has to do with workforce, because the classic paying and receiving teller who takes a deposit and cashes a check and that's it and nothing else, it's our burden and responsibility to make sure in 5 years that guy or gal has the capacity to do 5 or 6 other things.
Right.
And we need to invest in those people and grow them so that they can provide a different type, different solutions, loan investment, internet savvy types of solutions for customers. So the labor force certainly is changing. It's going to change quickly, I think, in our banking industry.
What are the small business owners that you're dealing with? What is their attitude about the future? How are they behaving? Are you getting loan demands? What are you seeing?
The loan demand we're receiving comes from an economy that's relatively flat and not growing, so it's a zero-sum game. So the types of loan applications we get are leaving some of the mega banks and the regional banks and coming to us because they desire high touch and they need it.
Yep.
And we went through that classic cycle where the mega banks and the regional banks wouldn't touch a loan unless it was gold-plated and AAA, and they would buy that loan with a low price and they'd get it.
Cherry-picking.
And after 3 or 4 years, though, when a grandson has a $5 overdraft and it's bounced with a $40 fee, they go, aha, maybe I need to be able to talk to somebody in the institution. And they come over and say, you're gonna return my grandson's $5 check and charge him $40, even though you've known me for 50 years. And those are examples of why small businesses will migrate back into community banks when they ran for price at a time when price was really important to them.
I don't understand any small business, and I mean this, folks, I mean this as sincerely as I've ever said anything to you. I don't understand how anybody could have a small business and not have an active, ongoing, daily relationship with an independent community bank.
Well, I'm thrilled to hear you say that.
I don't know. Mike, I wouldn't be here. If it weren't for my independent community bank, I would not be here today.
Not would I, Jim.
No, I'm serious. My independent bank, my community bank, believed in me when I wasn't sure if I believed in me.
Well, it's a great business model because it's relationship driven, and it's easy to see that it's a wonderful life. You know, I go to work every day and try to talk.
It's the bank and loan. You know, what's the building and loan? I mean, it's watch that movie, folks. Watch, It's a Wonderful Life. That's playing out. That wonderful life scenario is playing out in every main street in America because of the availability of independent community banks. And, folks, please, go today. If you don't have a relationship with a community bank, go start one today. You will thank me later. Right back with Mike Minzi.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.